This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, April 25th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
There is no surer sign of spring, well, maybe dogwoods, in the Ozarks than festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's the truth.
Festivals, festivals. We got festivals. Have I got festivals for you?
All right.
How about some chainsaw carving?
Okay.
This weekend in Eureka Springs. Actually, it's going on today.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be like.
It continues through the weekend?
And continues through Saturday. There's like a project today and then a project tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to the coolest guy who is from over by Paducah, Kentucky. He's been going to Carving in the Ozarks for the entire 10 years that it's been going on, with the exception of 1 year, 3 years ago, when he was in China adopting his daughter.
Okay.
Well, then it turns out that the first year he was there, he did well. He won the competition. He got commissions. And that gave him the money to go to Kazakhstan to get his two older children.
Oh.
So he chainsaws.
For kids.
Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah.
He was a really nice guy. And the kids are, the two oldest are 9, and the youngest one is 5. And they will probably be with him this weekend if you want to go and peer at them, because they're adorable.
Well, tell me more about what happens at the festival. They fire up the chainsaws? And
they fire up the chainsaws.
And
you
they
take
make a, art?
They make art.
Mm-hmm.
You take basically a tree stump,
mm-hmm.
which is how he got started doing this. And you take a chainsaw,
mm-hmm.
and you very gently, it looks a lot like frosting a cake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've seen it done once when I was at the Iowa State Fair a couple of years ago. There was a guy who did it, you know, it was one of the demonstrations
mm-hmm.
on the hour every couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so impressive to me, like how graceful it,
it
kind
is,
of looks.
It's very, very nuanced. Like ballet, very
yeah.
like frosting a huge cake.
Because it's this loud, like destructive thing.
Doing these beautiful, intricate designs.
Yeah.
This guy makes like benches that have really intricate animals as
mm-hmm.
the end part of
mm-hmm.
them. And they're just gorgeous.
So does it take long? I mean, you've got a pretty, if it's like frosting, you've got this pretty big knife that you're frosting with.
Couple of hours.
The thing I was at was designed to be a quick, you know, half an hour
right.
long
uh-huh.
thing. There was just a small stump. He was going to make a bear out of it, you
right.
know. But yours is competition, so I'm sure.
And he said, if you come and watch for about 10 minutes, then go away for half an hour. You know, look at other
mm-hmm.
people
mm-hmm.
and then come back and watch him, that you can really see how it happens.
Okay.
It's very interesting. And it's from 8 to 5 today and 8 to 3 tomorrow, kind of behind Cornerstone Bank
mm-hmm.
in Eureka Springs. And at 4 o'clock Saturday, they'll auction off everything that's been created.
If you can't find it, roll down your windows.
Yeah,
thank.
Yeah. Oh, he's the smart one, isn't he?
Isn't he?
This weekend is also the Dogwood Festival,
mm-hmm.
which is some ridiculous number, like 40 years
40.
Old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have all kinds of fun things from 9 to 7 today and tomorrow and 10 to 5 on Sunday in Siloam Springs. But they have something new that's sort of in conjunction with it that's called the Homegrown Festival.
Yes, I got to talk to one of the organizers of the event, Matt Fireoppen.
And it sounds like so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
These are all the things I want to buy and take home.
Yes, they're trying to do sort of a local food and local like craft local artisans
mm-hmm.
festival. And they eventually want it to be its own thing. But they thought this year, you know, let's put it on that Saturday in the middle of Dogwood Festival and kind of piggyback off of that so people can come see what we are.
Right. And I know that Amber and Jonathan Paradin will be there because
they
sent
one of
me
the
a
vendors.
Photo.
Mm-hmm.
It says their description is limited run and one-of-a-kind items, including illustration, printmaking, music, jewelry, and accessories, handmade goods, salvaged and repurposed goods, and hand-picked vintage.
Mm-hmm.
These are all things I love. This is from 10 to 8 Saturday on Broadway in downtown Siloam Springs. Tomorrow is also Razorfest.
Red-white game, former Razorback signing
I'm actually going to make it this year. I'm really excited.
Are you really?
I've only been once, and it was to, like, cover it. So
uh-huh.
I'm going once, like, as a spectator, so I'm excited.
Well, this is the 10th year of it. Everything's
mm-hmm.
getting old, which worries me a little. But you know, the concept
that
behind
works.
It is that they want to draw awareness. It's Rick and Adelaide Schaefer, and they want to draw awareness to the needs of kids in Northwest Arkansas
mm-hmm.
for the
Champions for Kids
thank
organization.
You. Mm-hmm. And if you bring a non-perishable food item, which they ask you to do tomorrow, it'll be donated to the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank and the UA Full Circle Pantry.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
May Festival of the Arts actually starts this weekend in Eureka Springs.
Even though,
with a festival poster signing by Barbara Kennedy.
Okay.
From 1 to 4 and 6 to 9 tomorrow at Sweet Spring Studio. And then next weekend it goes insane. It's not really a festival, but the Dixon Street Pup Crawl is tomorrow.
It's P-U-P, Pup Crawl.
Right.
Puppies.
A festival of doggies. Take your dogs drinking. Wait, that doesn't sound right. That's from 2 o'clock on tomorrow. It's $35 and benefits the Fayetteville Animal Shelter.
And you take your pooch along?
On Dixon Street.
I'm sure they'll have water for them.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my pooch would bark until she needed water. It is Music Fest on Main Street in Van Buren.
Goodness.
That starts at 3 tomorrow with Oreo Blue, Wanda Watson, Mark Albertson, and Bill Flash.
Fun.
And it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a different kind of music festival tomorrow night, a festival of marching band music.
Where is this?
It's the Arkansas Winds performance,
ah,
their
25th
anniversary concert, kicking off that year at 7:30 at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale, and it's just $10.
Chainsaws, trees, music, dogs.
Spring.
There you go.
And, of course, half the world, including me, will be at Race for the Cure tomorrow morning
there
in Rogers. And I will be walking in celebration of my stepdaughter, Christy Brown Evans, who so far is winning.
And if you don't want to get up early, they also have the sleep in for the cure.
Exactly.
You just send in the money. Yeah.
But if
for
you're
me.
There, wave at me. I'll be the tired-looking little round woman.
Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.